Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly refined amendments to borough code regarding committees and procedures for excused absences and teleconferencing. Assembly members Tyson Cox, Brent Hibbert, and Cindy Auckland in a memo to the Assembly stated that after more than 2 years of using this hybrid format, it is appropriate to update code provisions regarding Assembly committees, excused absences, and participation via teleconferencing, also known as remote participation, that accounts for this hybrid meeting format. Assemblyman Cox, speaking in favor of the ordinance, commented on the effects of the pandemic and the use of teleconferencing for meetings.
With the pandemic, we started doing video conferencing and those kinds of things, and we really did loosen up on some of our teleconferencing rules for assembly members. Not only did we loosen up on them, they weren't actually into code because having teleconferencing in that was not part of our code.
Assemblyman Cox addressed changes to KPB 23.30 and KPB 22.40.
Number one is to identify the standing committees of the assembly. That is a change we were looking to do. And what that will do is these committees that we have regularly, those will be members of everyone on this assembly. Also within that, allow the assembly president to have additional committees if necessary. The president would have the leeway to make those committees of the members that they would like. The next one would be to establish an expectation for members to notify the borough clerk prior to meetings if they expect to be absent. That was not clearly written into code, and there has been issues in the past of not knowing until like right before the meeting whether somebody may or may not be there. To have people tell the clerk that would be for both committees and for our regular meetings. The only difference being is for regular meetings that should be in writing. The next one is set parameters on excused absences. Prior to this, pretty much up to the assembly and or the president to decide if it was an excused absence. This new code will spell out some of those items. And then the last one is to combine three sections of code regarding teleconferencing. This adds in the video conferencing section, and then our legal department noticed that when we were going through it, there were three sections of code that repeated a lot of items, and we were able to get that down to one section of code that says what we were wanting to say, and it says it very clearly.
In opposition of Ordinance 2023-03, Assemblymember Richard Dvorkian spoke against the babysitting of the ordinance.
While I appreciate portions of this code, I won't be supporting this ordinance. There's a lot of word vomit in here, but it essentially amounts to you babysitting us with code. We're all responsible adults that are here to represent the people that elected us. We're codifying a lot of stuff that doesn't need to be said. We're just adding pages to the borough code book. If I'm going to miss a committee meeting, I contact President Johnson. I've done that for a year. If I'm going to be late, you contact President Johnson. A lot of this stuff doesn't need to be said in borough code. And for that reason, I won't be supporting this ordinance.
The ordinance 2023-03 passed by a vote of 6-3. State Senator Jesse Bjorkman will be in Soldana for a community town hall meeting this morning at 10 a.m. at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers. Senator Bjorkman explained the event.
Well, on Saturday, February 25th, I will be in town in Soldotna at 10 a.m. at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers to talk with folks and hear from constituents about thoughts and ideas that they have for the legislature this year. Unfortunately, Representative Ruffridge is not going to be able to make that event as he has some other commitments that he has to attend to for legislative things. But I will be there and available to chat with folks in the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 25th.
Senator Bjorkman outlined some of the topics that will be shared.
So I'll be sharing with folks kind of what we've been working on down here in session thus far, talking about how we can become more fiscally stable as a state and really encouraging other economic opportunities around the state and economic growth. We've been talking a lot about workforce opportunities and ways that we can train an Alaska workforce to do the jobs and work of Alaska. And so what I'm looking for is if folks are having some troubles or issues with the state government or opportunities that the state government can take to do things better, I'd like to get information on those things, as well as I'll be providing an update about what is happening with some state road projects around our community and what people can look for in this summer as far as road construction and road improvement and how they can participate.
For more news of the Kenai, Alaska, visit our website at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.